رب ارحمهم يا رب يا رب شهداء يا رب.
In his message, the leader of the Islamic Revolution said the silence and indifference of international organizations and certain Arab states have prepared the grounds for such crimes by the Zionist regime with the support of the Bush administration. The leader also declared Monday, December 29th as the day of mourning and urged all Palestinians, freedom seekers, Muslim nations, ulama, intellectuals and media throughout the world to fulfill their heavy duty in confronting the crimes of the Zionist vampires. Ayatollah Khamenei said the horrible crimes and atrocities of the Zionist regime in Gaza and massacre of hundreds of innocent men, women and children have once again revealed the bloodthirsty nature of the Zionists. The leader of the Islamic Revolution said that this is very tragic and painful for all Muslims and every human throughout the world, but a greater tragedy is the silence of certain governments and their attitude, which have encouraged the leaders of the Zionist regime to continue their crimes. Ayatollah Khamenei in his message said, "It is very painful that certain Muslim states, instead of backing the defenseless people in Gaza in their struggle with the usurper Zionists, have taken an approach which has encouraged the Zionists to create such human catastrophe." The leader of the Islamic Revolution questioned, "What will be the response of these heads of states to Prophet Muhammad? What will be their answer to their own nations?" Ayatollah Khamenei added that there is no doubt that the hearts of people in Egypt, Jordan and other Islamic countries pain as a result of such carnage after prolonged blockade and prevention of food and medicine supplies from reaching the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said the criminal Bush administration, by abetting the crimes on its final days in office, has added a black chapter to its record of criminal activities. The leader also lamented that the European governments, for their indifference towards and complicity in this catastrophe, have once again proved the falsehood of their claims to support human rights and their enmity with Islam. The leader asked, "It is time to question ulama and clerics in Arab countries as well as the Grand Mufti of Al-Azhar whether it is not a very critical time to feel the danger posed to Islam and Muslims. To what extent will the intellectuals and media in Arab countries remain indifferent towards carrying out their duties? Is it possible for the so-called advocates of human rights in the UN Security Council to be as much disgraced as they are now?" The leader of the Islamic Revolution said, "All true believers in the world of Islam and Palestinian fighters are duty-bound to defend the defenseless women and children in Gaza Strip, and those giving their lives in carrying out such a divine duty are martyrs." Ayatollah Khamenei also called on the OIC to fulfill its historical responsibility at this sensitive juncture and take a unified stand against the Zionist regime. Ayatollah Khamenei underlined the Zionist regime should be punished and brought to justice by the Islamic states. He said, "The steadfastness of Islamic nations can materialize this goal, and the role of Muslim politicians, ulama and intellectuals is much greater than ever before." Ayatollah Khamenei said, "I declare Monday, December 29th, as a day of mourning to highlight the catastrophe in Gaza and urge officials to carry out their grave duties in dealing with such a tragic incident."
Amen.